And 6:06, it is cloudy, 64 degrees in Tulsa. Rain possible today with a high of only 78. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Just a month before school starts, the Oklahoma Supreme Court rules state lawmakers did have the authority to repeal Common Core standards. A lawsuit had challenged the repeal measure, but justices ruled 8-1 that what the legislature did was not unconstitutional. It disappoints State Board of Education member Amy Ann Ford, who says lawmakers are trying to do the board's work.
It took away my comfort in knowing that that is a consensus document. I could potentially have one, maybe two individuals change that consensus document.
The repeal is scheduled to go into effect for the upcoming school year. A state Supreme Court referee, meanwhile, will hear oral arguments today in the Tulsa County District Attorney's race. Candidate Steve Kunzweiler is challenging the status of fellow candidate Fred Jordan. Kunzweiler claims Jordan can't hold the office because Jordan was in the legislature when a pay increase was approved for district attorneys statewide. The beginning of construction on a gathering place for Tulsa means the end of two apartment complexes next to that project.
George Kaiser Family Foundation owns the Sundance and Legacy at Riverview Apartments and warned hundreds of residents in 2012 park construction would affect them. Project manager Jeff Stava says there's no plan for the land yet, but plenty to think about before deciding on one.
U.S. Army Corps of Engineers permitting on Crow Creek. We're working very closely with the Tulsa Children's Museum, and depending on how their fundraising goes for their new permanent facility, there's a lot of different factors that will determine what the timeline is for construction on Phase 2 and Phase 3.
Stava says the complexes will at least become green space. Management is scheduling relocation meetings with tenants. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says a new state law could affect people who are applying for gun licenses this year. The agency said yesterday that the law, which goes into effect on November 1st, modifies the state's Self-Defense Act, making certificates expire after 3 years. Previously, the certificates did not expire. The Cherokee Nation moves ahead with an initiative to improve health care for tribal members. A topping out ceremony was held yesterday for one of four health clinics under construction. Cherokee Chief Bill John Baker says the Kooiskooi Health Center in Oshelada will provide a wide range of services.
The folks in this part of the Cherokee Nation will be able to come in and have quality services.
In addition to the four new health centers, the tribe will construct a new hospital at Tahlequah. Tulsa firefighters spend the night battling a house fire on the north side. A home in the 1800 block of East Young went up in flames early this morning. Fire officials say it appears that home was being renovated at the time. It is considered a who's who gathering of the aviation industry, and Oklahoma is represented. Mayor Bartlett is helping lead a delegation to the Farnborough Air and Industry Show just outside of London. From Great Britain, the mayor says it's a great chance for Tulsa to make connections.
Someone might be looking to buy some new equipment for this or that, so it's a great place to do business. And for people from Tulsa, where we have a very significant aviation aerospace industry, we can establish relationships.
In addition to the mayor, chamber officials from Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and Broken Arrow are there, along with the Oklahoma Department of Commerce and several aviation-related businesses. Our weather forecast, mold will be moderate today, grass pollen high. It's going to be cloudy with a 30% chance of rain, very mild today, a high of only 78. Tonight, a chilly rain and down to 63. Tomorrow, heavy rain is possible. National Weather Service radar shows rain to the west of Tulsa right now. It is mostly cloudy and 64. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News.